It's Thursday, March 10th, 2016. It's just a couple minutes before 6 p.m. The sky is light pink, full of wraith-like trails from the day's spraying. It's been especially troubling the last few weeks. It just seems relative to months, you know, a few years ago, a couple years ago. It seems that this is part psychological operation and part dictated by perhaps economic circumstances, but there is an enormous ramp up in the volume, the mass of particulate matter that's being dispersed or injected into the stratosphere. It's just insane in how anyone could accept this or could have any impression, any response to it other than abhorrence and condemnation. Yeah, I just don't know how they could do that. There's even a phrase now, apparently in the valley, people are here suffering from some kind of a cough. I don't know the name of it, but people are coughing. Yeah, I went to Walmart yesterday and I heard at least a dozen people hacking, and it has to do with these exposures and what we're breathing in, but, you know, they're not being told to be concerned about this on the nightly news, the corporate news, the Satan broadcast network, or the Satanic broadcasting network. And so they don't. And so their ignorance, their trust, their laziness, their lack of engaging critical thinking is their own demise. And I'm collateral damage. I'm very aware of what's going on. And I take what precautions I can. But my expensive above HEPA filtration system is inadequate to remove all of these way below micron sized aluminum and arsenic and barium nanoparticles. And then here I am trying to get away from electromagnetic pollution, but just as exposed to the heavy metal fallout as the most industrial area of Southern California. You know, I drove a long way just to get additional heavy metal poisoning. You know, that's one way I could look at it. Had some drama at work, lost sleep last night. Just have a staff person who's been not supportive and going out of her way to undermine my authority in the room. And I basically called this person on it yesterday, and some feelings were hurt, but I came today ready for additional dueling, and no, the person was much more, you know, respected boundaries better and focused on their job. And did not go out of their way to ridicule or undermine my intention or aspiration to be industrious at work. You know, there are people who, for whom industriousness and goal-orientedness are viewed as threats, encumbrances, what have you. You know, just do your nursing job and stay out of my way. You know, I don't critique what you're doing. And if I'm asking my staff to, you know, my instructional assistants to do X, Y, and Z, you know, it is not the nurse's job to undermine that or to really to second guess that or, you know, I think she just wants people to hang out and have a conversation, and work is not something to be taken seriously. As they say, life is not a joke. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. You're on stage now. The film is rolling. So get with it. And you know, you don't always get a second chance. You got to put forth your best effort now. You know, there may not be a tomorrow. Yeah, live in the moment. Succeed in the moment. So yeah, it's about 6 p.m. and I'm just put on my headlamp, but I haven't turned it on. So many things going through my mind. But again, yeah, I was driving home yesterday and you have the Indian Wells tennis tournament. You know, I drove past the tennis gardens and it's packed, and the sky was solid with this haze that was absolutely full of the heavy metals. I saw two different rainbow effects, called chembos, which is the iridescence of the light shining through the prismatic heavy metal material. I saw it again today. They're hell-bent. And all I can do is just pray that I can maintain the health and the cognitive coherence to persevere. You know, I've mentioned in earlier recent entries that, you know, I feel my health is failing in a way. You know, I'm bloating, I'm getting more of a gut, I'm putting on more weight, I'm not sleeping well, and I feel, increased exposures at the house. You know, this is a relentless drive or a relentless onslaught or, incursion into our beings of this technology. You know, you don't see a recession or a withdrawal, a reduction. That has not happened anywhere, I believe. You know, if anything, everything just increases the electromagnetic charge. And so it was, you know, at 2 a.m. last night. You know, I woke up, was fitful. Don't normally wake up to have something sweet. I had a couple of dehydrated mango slices that I have soaking in distilled water in the fridge. So slurping up some cold, slimy mango slices. And that helped get me back to sleep, but I felt my feet burning, my hands were tingling uncomfortably, and it was at work that in the last 2 weeks I overheard a gentleman, a substitute, that substitute teacher, discussing with another teacher of ours his neuropathy. Now, his medication for that, because the teacher with whom he was speaking also had suffered some neurological problems. Age 50 or over, you know, in his advanced years, coming down with shingles that were nearly life-threatening, I believe. I'm not sure the whole but it was quite serious, and he had to take a medication for controlling that. But then he just was caught between a rock and a hard place with it, because this same medication that's supposed to reduce these symptoms of, I suppose it's the burning feet, it's the burning hands, it's the whatever it is, your neurological condition is, that everyone now, I mean, I see ads for this in National Geographic, on the TV, take this drug for neuropathy, but in the meantime, be prepared for, you know, tenfold increase in pancreatic cancer and, you know, 100 other maladies, adverse reactions, adverse conditions, diseases that result from the treatment of your neuropathy. And it's because, what do they say, check your premises. If you don't understand what you're treating, then of course the cure is not going to work, or it's going to create other problems. To take a pill to reduce the burning sensation in your extremities, which my experience is directly related to exposure to wireless energy. And I've had pain in my pancreas. I've mentioned that before. Our energetic being is very much under assault by this heavy metal toxicity. You know, we're just carrying a heavy metal burden in our bodies now, and it's just growing. We're inhaling it because it's in a form that is foreign to the development of our body minds. All creatures, aluminum is not in its free nano form state. It's bound to things. It is fairly benign, neutral even, because it's bound in a compound that is not toxic, as the free form is, that's created, by the military or above the military, and then employed by the military, by those forces that control it. But it's getting worse for me, and all I can say is I right now I've got just a couple places I believe I can retreat to, and I'm bullish. I'm just hopeful, very hopeful, that this May or June I will see a posting for San Bernardino County that I will go apply for. We'll see what happens. That would allow me then to live in areas where I could both live and hike in reduced exposure areas. But even now I feel my fingers tingling uncomfortably. And I'm not going to take a drug for it, because all this stuff improves. I spent a week over the Christmas break at the motel I stay at in the high desert. It's a temporary reprieve. I know that over time, I'm sure you're going to have some towers move in closer right now, because it's a pretty poor area and not much economic activity to capitalize on for another cellular tower in the area. But I'm sure that I'm hopeful that over the spring break that's coming up, when I'm up there, I will see these symptoms of neuropathy in myself recede or reduce. But it pains me that so many, you know, literally millions of people that are electromagnetically sensitive and are developing these neuropathy symptoms that don't know what they're coming from and go to their doctor. And the doctor, of course, because he's been given his brochures created by the dark entities that probably have an understanding about what the real problem is, but, you know, because cellular technology and microwave technology for communications of all sorts is, it's got to pass. We need it. You know, the beast system requires this. It's the breath of the beast. And it reminds me too that I need a post, you know, to my website, a review, a critique, a cataloging of, 20 fallacies promoted by Werner Vinge and Star Trek. Werner Vinge being the, you know, Fire in the Deep, I think is the name of one of his books. He is a popular science fiction writer, apparently is paid well to address various, future, these conferences about what the future is going to look like, people who just can't wait for merging of man and machine. But there are literally, I'll just stick with 20 or less, but this notion that you see in Star Trek constantly of being able, well, these holograms that are falling in love and basically almost living out a human life, and there's holograms, and the idea that these synthesizers, that on an atomic level they just can recreate a tomato, recreate a banana, some kind of a French souffle, just by like a 3D printer, just print it with the switch, and all this stuff, or the transporting. This is really probably the biggest is the transporting of living organisms across space by basically a computer rendering, a computer model, a computer transposing of their genetic structure, their molecular and their, their whole body, their mechanical body. And then you have it reappear, and then you send it as like a signal, and then it reappears somewhere else. And this is an extremely powerful meme that I think is lodged in many people's subconsciouses now, that it's, hey, I've been watching this stuff since 1965 or whenever Star Trek first began. They've been transporting people from the transport room, the transporter. But it's a lie. It's a fraud, and it's worse than you cannot. The idea is it's reductionistic. That you cannot reduce life to a series of binary zeros and ones. That there's a sum total that a sum that's greater than the parts. With that, and what that is it's spirit. It's the morphogenetic field. It's some larger universal kind of ground that informs everything that arises. And you can't separate a being from that, digitize it, and transport it. I just think that you're going to lose a lot in that. I don't think you can transport people that way. And he may be an inert object, but I think even that, there's going to be some problems. But it leads everyone to believe that basically you can fuck over the planet, you can create an environment that is absolutely inhospitable to human life, to all life, yet somehow the human will, notice I didn't say the human spirit, the human will, you know, this arrogant ego mania that is doing the flyovers with the heavy metals, that can prevail, because what is essential about the human being can be uploaded to a computer, stored there, and that it can have autonomy and artificial existence equal to or superior to that of mere mortals. And that truly is something. Things along those lines are saturate the cultural understandings. You know, as everyone's reaching, you know, buying their cell phones and holding all that technology close to their bodies as they communicate, as it radiates them with DNA destroying energy. But it's a lie, and it's leading to a very bad end, in my opinion. And it's part of the overall mindset that that justifies the mass culling that's going on right now. You know, as they drove in today, looking at more of these trails, these toxic skies, I thought about the Denver International Airport mural, a famous mural of a military, a Nazi, basically a Nazi military guy with his long gray overcoat and a gas mask, wielding a scimitar, I believe, with a toxic rainbow above him and a sea of dead children beneath him. And this is, if you've done some study of these secret societies, they have a thing about informing others of what they're doing, but they do it cryptically, so that really only the informed, only the in the know, only the illuminated ones will get the full message. The rest of the people will just kind of wrinkle their nose, frown, but they don't see a master plan behind it. They're confused, and they just ignore it because they have no reference to place it into. And so the Denver International Airport, which is built above hundreds of miles of subterranean tunnels living areas and actually fully operational, I guess, cities that extend to, I think, a Cheyenne Mountain that is supposed to be the headquarters for the New World. You know, if there's going to be a New World Order and Washington, D.C. falls, it's going to be the main base will be in Denver. The largest landowner in this area, actually the largest private landowner in Colorado, guess who that is? It's the fucking Queen of England, who is like at the very heart of, you know, the royal line. It's at the very heart of all this, but, you know, she owns a whole lot of property around there, and you've got this honeycomb of stuff, and there's evidence that this tunnel network, these tunnels may be a mile down, and there's could be even maglev or some kind of, you know, railway connecting distant places. You know, there's trillions of dollars that have been spent on this stuff. They've got nuclear power generation that people don't know what it's there for. You know, there's nothing around except these vents or power supplies. But it's just feed this, as people call it, breakaway civilization. It's a whole group of illuminated, in-the-know elites who are culling the plebeians and have their escape hatch both beneath ground, you know, when during the apocalyptic years, and they need to hunker down for 5 years and, you know, let God, so to speak, sort out the poor folk up above who have to inhale all the nuclear isotopes from all the weaponry that's been discharged, you know, through all these eminently avoidable wars. It's all just mass distraction. You know, it's a plan. But, yeah, that image comes to me. And that thing's been there for 10 years. I mean, what is it telling you? We're going to spray you. Your children will die. And that's that. Fuck off. You know? What helps the illuminated ones, you know, they believe, you know what? We told you what we were going to do. And you did nothing. Hell, we put the statues and other, paragraphs, you know, writings and paintings in public display in important areas. You know, if you put it all together, you have a clear idea on what the agenda really is. But, you know, if you're locked in the matrix like my mom and so many other people, and you're waiting for some handsome, coiffed bozo making $2 million a year, whose job is to bring you into his confidence, to have you see that he's enlightened to some extent, but not so enlightened that he'll actually tell you the truth, but enough truth that you give up your critical thinking and follow him unthinkingly. There's quite a few of those kinds of false prophets out there. Then that, you know, you don't want to be troubled with the truth. You're a follower of someone who is paid to deceive you, ultimately. But yeah, I should be wearing a mask everywhere, but no one is. Hopefully I'll sleep better tonight. Again, a good day. Pushed through some darkness. And we had a productive environment with not any minimal pushback from problematic staff. That's it for now. Over and out.